The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again in the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Nassau Cruise Port, Pinder Tile, Popeyes, Print Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, February 4th, 10 days away from lovers. What your lovers just do, I don't know why you need 10 days to count down to squeeze your little thing in the can. This is just Howard. Don't fight me. This is just, okay, we can talk about that a little later. But we're going to talk about these things, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. February 4th. My mother's birthday is going to be in 2 days. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I pray that you guys are good and moving in the direction that you called to move in. This is a new year. I know you made some resolutions. Maybe you're slacking off on that thing already. Let's see if we can be able to get ourselves in that position to continue to move with conviction, that determination, and get in a sense of consistency. You don't have to do. Take a look over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go down there and check them out. If you're in that kind of a space and you're looking for some insurance, it's the beginning of the month, your car down here, your children need to go to school, you got some things to be able to take care of, so make sure you get your car taken care of. But don't just confine it to that kind of insurance. You can give them a call and find out everything that they offer, whether that's residential, commercial, personal. However you want, they can be able to inform you and give you more information so you can be able to move in that direction that you got to move in. It's a beautiful day. I give them a call at 341-1-AFS, 341-1-AFS. You can ask for Mr. Richardson. You can ask for, Mr. Bo. Efrick Bo, he'd be more than happy to assist you in those kind of areas. And just get some information as to the next steps that you got to take. I think a lot of us are building these kind of a big thing in our head. We got to translate that on paper. And after we translate that on paper, we got to be able to ensure that it be enacted. I think that that's it. It's not just a compilation of information. It's just not being able to see that on the paper, but we have to run with it. That's the Habakkuk 2:2. We got to run with it now and being able to do those things. So ensure you give them a call, insurance agents and brokers. Also, Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. We talked about this. And we're going to continue to be able to talk about these things as we move towards a space where we can be able to kind of kick them off in April, God spare our lives. In April, they're going to be able to talk about their new space that they're going to be opening in the One West Plaza out there in the West, and being able to do something very special. You know, they give them a call at 445-8111. This is for the colonics. This is for you to be able to cleanse your gut. This is for all those particular things that you've been wrestling with, whether that's sleepiness, low energy, even low testosterone, poor performance, with your little sweet thing in the can. Talk to me. All these things contribute, right? You believe that that's just a bare belly you have. There is some issues that you got to be able to kind of rectify. Maybe inflammation, whatever it is, you got to be able to deal with these things. Give my girl a call. This is Dr. Teresa Adley Smith. You can be able to get 25% off on Mondays and Fridays once you'd be able to say that you're listening here with the foundation. And on the 25th of every month, you're going to get 50% off just for the year of 2025. All right, so give them a call at 445-8111, 445 8111. Got a shout out to Da Vinci and continue to be able to do your great stuff. Guys, go down there and get that. We started to talk about it. This kind of an idea of being able to get your dreams from your head and in the clouds and get that thing on the paper so we can be able to see it, touch it, feel it, and move with that. Go down to Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They'll be able to take good space. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. The information's in there. You can be able to see exactly what's what. Murders rose 9%. Murders rose 9% in 2024. Police say overall crime decreased by 10%. It's peculiar, the contrast that exists, isn't it? Overall crime decreased. People just sick and tired of being able to give you the petty crimes. Let's get right to the murder. This is too much. Let's just talk about these things, right? The information's in the papers. Complaints against the police climb. Ooh, let's talk about that. The government signed a $100 million line of credit with the IDB for the Water and Sewage Corporation improvements, and the Prime Minister said that the Bahamas will find new trade partners to be able to do some things. They started to have this kind of a conversation prior to the pronouncements and the executive orders out of the United States of America. Our country started to have this conversation about being able to really cut out the liaison or the middleman and really forge relationships with those countries. So we're looking forward to being about that and more to exactly where we are. Well, this segment, I want to be able to talk to you guys. We had the opportunity to be able to, the Bahamas Development Bank reached out to us and wanted to talk to us about an initiative that we saw some information about, I think, last March, about being able to do some stuff. Build Back Equal program. This is a beautiful program that they have set up, and it's really for restoration and conservation, right? This is really for that. And the conversations, right? So they're talking about the community by design. I want to be able to talk about that. I'm excited to do that. And today we're going to be able to identify that. I think we have two persons on the line to kind of tell us about it and tell us about these programs that they have going on. On the line with us today, I think we have Carter, Executive Manager for Strategic Management and Initiatives in the Department. I think that's who we have, right? I want to see a name, Samaya. Samaya Cargo, is that the correct name?
Samaya.
My God. Cargo. Listen, I was close. Don't fight me. Right? It's very good. It's very good to speak with you today. I'm so happy that you're on. Tell us, introduce yourself, let persons know who you are and what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, sure. Well, thanks for having me. Good afternoon. I am Samaya Cargo. I head up strategic development and initiatives here at BDB. And the way I like to describe my department is we handle everything that's not credit. A lot of times entrepreneurs need more than just money. And so my department is really charged with doing the innovative things and the research and development here at this institution.
This is exciting. I feel like that was like a sort of a prerequisite to let persons know, hey, listen, don't call me for money, but you could call me for the development of your stuff and assist with those particular things. I like that.
That's exactly right. I tell people all the time, I am not the department that deals with getting you a loan. I deal with the other areas. So what I'm here to talk about today is one of the programs that we actually just wrapped up with the UNSDG Joint Fund, and that was the Build Back Equal Initiative. As part of that program, we conducted a whole lot of capacity development. We did a lot of research. We did provide some funding. BDB provided about $1.5 million in lending. And then we also facilitated another, I think it's maybe $60,000 in grants or so, to entrepreneurs. And it was targeted at women, youth, and persons with disabilities. And the reason that we're having this event on Thursday is we want to explain all of the things that we learned as part of that program. There's some really important areas to address as a country and as a development bank, and we want to do that in concert with the entrepreneurs themselves. So we want it to really be a conversation. And then the second area of that is, so where do we go from here? Now that we understand that, you know, access to funding remains a major challenge, and we understand why that is, we understand that it's more than just capital. And we understand that there are some real gaps even in the way that we as BDB offer credit. What are we going to do to try to make sure that businesses have the opportunity to generate the revenue that they need to? And that's where we start talking about some of the new initiatives that BDB
Well, tell me about this. Before we go further, I just wanted to be able to gather sort of a snapshot. I read up on the program. I read back in, there was an article in the Tribune last year, March 24th, that actually started to talk about it. And so I read those particular things and I captured a few things. But tell persons what this all was. Just kind of walk us through what this kind of a Build Back Equal about.
Yeah. So at the very conception, the reality is, and I think someone, you know, I think Go and Bo may have referenced this earlier this year, that there's a lot of money available to Bahamians. Right now in our capital markets, there's about $3 billion in excess liquidity. Ourselves, we're having conversations with funders because BDB doesn't just lend money. We also broker funds and syndicate loans. So that means if you come to us, we can match you potentially with other sources of capital. We have other sources of capital that are coming to us and saying, listen, we want projects. We want things to invest in. We want businesses that look good, right? But we need businesses that are of a certain size, $1 million, $5 million plus. And so this project was conceived as a way to start moving Bahamian businesses towards where capital needs them be. And so we did a lot of capacity development. There were a number of trainings. We had Ibikun Awasika, this really great lady from Nigeria, come in and do a workshop with us about female empowerment and business and all of that. And of course, we did do some capital. But I think that coming out of that program and then in general dealing with some of the other things that we see, the challenge in the Bahamas about getting businesses to scale is really an ecosystem issue because we put so much onus on the entrepreneur. You know, in this program where we're dealing with women and we had several focus groups and we went out and we talked to people and you hear women don't access finance or women don't want as much money. It comes down to women prioritize their families and their households. Women tend to be very conservative. And I think that's a really good thing. But what are we doing to meet women, youth, and persons with disabilities where they are? How are we addressing the ecosystem needs that make people act very conservatively in our economy, right? The thing is, if you ask an entrepreneur, many people are still working full-time jobs. You want them to do marketing. You want them to do accounting. You want them to be perfect with inventory management. You have all the historical financials. You're putting a great deal on those little businesses. And it's sort of, and I understand there's a lot of capacity development, but we're seeing that there's a real need to go beyond just capacity development because many times businesses just don't have the resources to do all of those things by themselves at once. And so as the development bank, what can we do to address this problem so we get more businesses growing to a point where they can easily absorb $1 million in capital.
So you recognize that there is a significant stagnation and you want to be able to expand beyond this particular point. So let's talk about this because I'm a small business. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not a woman or a youth, but I'm an entrepreneur. And I recognize that when I pursue capital, whether I go to an established bank or even in the past trying to be able to come to the Bahamas Development Bank, there was sort of a prerequisite as to whether or not you had a 9-to-5. I don't have a 9-to-5. I have a bunch of jobs that I do, projects, so forth and so on, that I try to be able to squeeze together and to ensure that I can move towards that. But that has always been sort of a deterrent, and it puts you to the threshold but never gets you over because you don't have this sort of an establishment the BDB is looking at. Because I heard you say it, that a lot of persons have to hold on to the 9-to-5 and simultaneously be the accountant in their business, be the marketing person in their business, project manager, so forth and so on, and still be able to say that I'm holding a 9-to-5 to develop that and move up to this kind of $1 million threshold. Are you working on that? Is that something that you're doing?
Well, I think that BDB looks for is repayment capacity. And a lot of small businesses simply don't have, the business itself doesn't necessarily have the business capacity or the repayment capacity that the bank is looking for. And so therefore, we look for other sources of income. So what is the solution for us then? We need to, in my view, start boosting the repayment capacity by strengthening those businesses in a way that recognizes that people have other constraints. If you have applied for financing, you know that the historical financials are often quite a challenge. Right. So how can we solve this issue. How can we actually help people put those financials together? We know that people have gaps in terms of their accounting and their POS systems. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can provide training, but if the business isn't generating sufficient revenue, how do you then make that investment in your business? Come to the second part of what we want to talk about on Thursday, which is the Corner House project that we are in the very early preliminary stages of executing. Our board has given us permission to explore this project, and that means basically lay the groundwork, make sure we understand what it costs, make sure that there is demand for that project.
Was it called the Corner House?
Okay. We're calling it the Corner House Project.
Okay.
We were on the site yesterday with AMMC, and we actually understand that it's two properties. But what it is we are partnering with an amazing private citizen who likes to be very discreet, so I won't call his name, but to potentially renovate five buildings downtown in the core of downtown, right between Graycliff and a law office. So as you're heading west and about to turn onto Bay Street, it's right there, very prominently in your face. And so when we restore these five buildings, we believe we're going to have space for 250 what we're calling micro storefronts for small businesses. And what's different about this program is we address all of those things that I just said. The small business to have someone come there and stand there and sell things all day. The only thing we want that small business to be responsible for is providing us with product. So the facility then considered handles all the staffing, all the utilities, all the marketing, all the accounting systems, the web presence, because there is a virtual marketplace layered on top of that marketplace. A big challenge in the Bahamas for producers is lack of HACCP facilities. So that restricts your capacity to export. We're actually going to put a HACCP facility on site. And so all of these things create an ecosystem that allows for small businesses to really thrive. And as I said, 250 small businesses creates what is really unprecedented in the Bahamas, in New Providence, and that is scale. Because you're combining all those resources, you can be very, very efficient, you can be very low cost, and it creates a level of attractiveness. So it builds access to market for so many small businesses.
Is the 250 businesses, are you going to be able to create the ecosystem unto itself within the confines of that downtown space, or do you have a desire to be able to connect to other ecosystems and other business, and then eventually throughout the country if you want to be able to use this as a beta? Are you looking to be able to expand beyond that, or you want to be able to keep it confined into the space that you're creating?
So we really see Corner House as a kind of a platform. It's a marketplace, right? And because of the way that it's structured, it already has the capacity to support family island businesses. Because imagine you're on a family island, you may not have cruise ships coming into you, you may not have the same level of consistent access to market. But if you are one of the storefront owners in Corner House, you just put your products on the mailboat, it's picked up and it's inventoried. And you don't have to worry about it after that, because all the payments are processed. They're sent to you. We will have to figure out, I think, and that's part of dotting our I's and crossing our T's, how we handle like the wire transfers and pay people out. But it creates an opportunity to pull products and services from all over the country. And once you have consistent access to market, once you're consistently generating revenue, you have historical financials, it creates an easier path to access to finance. And then once you have a firm that's whose job is to increase your sales, you have the ability then to move product from not just Corner House, but into other pockets where there's opportunity for it to increase market and even outside the country eventually. What we're really trying to do is build up our base for manufacturing, agro-processing, and trade.
Are there any, because I'm listening to what you're saying and then you start to talk about this kind of an idea, let's say built-in sales and marketing department, is this going to be catered or geared towards the tourists that's got conversations with those particular cruise lines that are coming in to say that these are what are available, if you can be able to extend this to your guests and we can be able to get this business? Is that something that you're moving towards?
Well, as I said, we're very preliminary right now. And this event that we're having on Thursday, and I really want everybody who's interested in this project, even if you're a if you're an agroprocessor, a manufacturer, if you do classes, because we have a huge and beautiful workshop space where we want people to come in and use that as a space to do any type of class that you want to do. We have a kitchen there for you to do a cooking class as well. We want you to come out and have this conversation with us. Ask all your questions.
I like that.
If you hate the idea, if you want to argue about it, come to the event. If you just think that, if you think you have an idea for design or you want to see something in particular or you just have an idea, come to the event. Because we want to have these discussions at this level with everybody. So it's really community by design. It's a space for everyone.
So you said February 6th.
Yeah, February 6th at the University of the Bahamas at 6 p.m. So once we start having these conversations with people, we make sure the demand is there. We make sure, you know, it's going to be financially viable for us and all of that. We will have conversations with cruise ships, and we actually have another event scheduled for February 27th where we will invite them and we'll give them more information about what we're trying to do.
I like this.
Yeah, so we're, like I said, we're trying to dot all our I's and cross all our T's. But what's really important to us is that it feels like something that's generated for Bahamians by Bahamians. The location is really what makes this product, this project, because of its proximity to the British Colonial Hilton. You've got Government House, Grey Cliff, the National Art Gallery, John Watlin's on that street. But we want to create a space that really reflects all of the variety of the Bahamas in a modern setting, while also being true to the, you know, the historical roots of the property itself. Like I said, we did a walkthrough with AMMC, and apparently it goes back to the 1700s. So we also have a museum on site that we're incorporating. So if you have any history of that area that you want to share with us, we want to collect those stories too, because we think that, you know, Bahamian history is something that we don't see highlighted enough. And we have a beautiful and rich history that we want to share with others. So come to the event if you just have a story that you want to tell us or a picture you want to share.
February 6th at the University of the Bahamas. I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you
at
said
the Harry Seymour Library.
Do we RSVP? Do we, how persons, do they have to kind of register before they get there?
Yes. We would love for you to RSVP. So what the count is going to look like. You can get the registration link on any of our social media pages or on the upcoming events on our website. But if you can't figure out a way to register, please come anyway, and we'll register you at the event.
Is there a number that anybody can be able to call information?
Generally, you can call us at 702-5700, but I recommend sending us an email at sdi@bdb.gov.bs.
bdb.gov.bs.
gov.bs.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. I want to thank you so much, Ms. Cargo, for being able to talk to us about this. This sounds extremely interesting. And I have a whole heap of questions I want to be able to know and find out as you start to talk about this, bringing people back to Bay, bringing Bahamians back to Bay. I know that this is an exciting project. We've been talking about it for a long time, about being able to see sort of rejuvenation in this kind of an area. The Development Bank, Bahamas Development Bank, for being able to take this initiative and really extending this to the entire country for their participation to understand what we need to do going forward. So this is exciting stuff, guys. Make sure that you come and check it out, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there. February 6th, they want you to be able to get down there to the University of the Bahamas, the Harry Seymour, the Harry, what's it called?
Harry Seymour Library.
Harry Seymour Library. Yeah, I got it right here. Harry Seymour Library, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can get all that information there. Check them out. You can give them a call at 702-5700 or more preferably, they want you to be able to hit them up with the SDB. Is SBI?
SDI. SDI. Strategic Development and Initiatives. SDI@bdb.gov.bs.
All right. I thank you so very kindly. Is there anything else that you want to be able to put on the table, let persons know what you guys are doing out there?
Yeah, well, we have a ton of really interesting activities that are coming up this year. So I just invite people to stay tuned, join our mailing list, send us an email. And we're very excited.
And you say all your handles, you just, I can go on Facebook. And,
yeah, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, Baja Dev Bank. So, you know, we are a very communicative organization, and we are really engaged with, you know, our stakeholders, and we genuinely want everything that we do to have that grassroots touch.
Okay. Ms. Carga, thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Bahamas Development Bank talking to us about this great initiative that they got going on. They're calling it the Corner House Project. They want to talk more about it February 6th. Be a part of that and find out more information. And thank you so much, Ms. Carga, for being able to be with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Guys, quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshosp.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation, 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
Now let me see now, 326-EPIC. Hello, this Epic, Eckerd Battery. This Miss Beulah from Rhonda, calling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all, they open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Like I said, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. There's a hell of a lot for us to talk about today. It's a mouthful, and I don't think that anything has changed in this country. I want you guys to join me in conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259 anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-320, or you can hit me up 422-4796. Even with the shift and Commissioner Shanta Rowe being able to take on this kind of a position and standing stern in her position in a posture with her beautiful glasses on, you know, being able to talk to the country, you can see the pictures in there. She looks prepared. But the information that comes to the forefront is stagnant, it's old, it's stale. It's the exact same thing regurgitated time after time after time again. And there's no modification, there's no pivoting. There's only postulating, if anything. There's no pivoting towards growth and development. There's no vision that's actually coming to the forefront. There is only maintenance of an already broken system that is not feeding the Bahamas. Now, I don't know whether or not this is just the next step from here is to identify recruits to pull into the Royal Bahamas Police Force, to pull into the uniform arm of the country. If you're not making modification, there can only be expectation that those persons, brand new, bushy-tailed and bright-eyed, eager to participate for the growth and development of this country, eager to get a job, they will be a part of the exact same calamity that we've talked about for decades now in this country. It's just, nothing's going to change. How is it okay I mean, you know, I don't know whether or not you see it the way I see it, but, you know, murder rose 9%. But, you know, to come to us and say that crime has decreased by 10%, are people just swapping out the steps, just superseding that entirely? And let's just get right to the death. Let's just talk about this. This doesn't make sense to me. This doesn't make sense to me, whether that's from a community standpoint, whether that is from the justification from the Royal Bahamas Police Force to be able to indicate to us that we have the numbers and with transparency, we want to offer you these numbers. We don't care about that. We want to know about modifications that you've made to be able to deal with these issues straightforward. Someone, you need an adjutant, you need some advocate within the confines of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, maybe a retired person that'd be able to stand up and say, there is too much bureaucracy associated with this. There is too much red tape. There is too much political interference from getting us to do our jobs. Someone got to say this with transparency. I can't say this for you. I don't work for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I can't say this for you. I can't say this, that with the transition of times and dispensation and how we have become more politically correct from a global standpoint and finding ourselves in this position and not being able to deal with things the way that we know from a traditional standpoint. Not being able to deal with it. I'm not only talking about murder because I feel like some people is blown out of proportion depending on your age. You come out here and say, well, I think we should beat people with the cat of nine tail in the middle of Rawson Square. You're doing way too. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. What kind of engine is this? We have a lot of wall over there by Fox Hill. You don't got to beat them in the middle of Rawson Square. This is too much. But advocates and those persons who agitate for these things to happen feel as though that this outlandish ridiculousness that spills out of your mouth would capture the attention of people and hopefully someone could change something. That's not helping. It's just not helping. We're looking at this and it's the same thing. Every single year it's the same thing. Rapes are up, but, you know, general crimes are down. What's going on? What's going on here? What's going on here? You know, nobody can rob me, but they can rape me? What is going on here in this country? What's going on here? And why do you decide to decipher this information and deliver it to the Bahamian people in this particular order? It's not okay. It's not okay. Do you know that we are taking an assessment of you also? As you assess the persons that have passed away, the persons that are dead, you make this kind of determination. We are also watching you. And we watch. We watch for this kind of a modified approach that you're being able to take to ensure that, I don't know whether or not, you know, we watch movies. I watch movies all the time. And there has been this kind of a theory associated with Area 51 in the United States of America for a long time, right? Roswell, they start to talk to you about these particular things. If you ever watch Mulder and Scully with the X-Files and all these things, they tell you about these encounters that they've had over the years. Right? You watch MIB, you watch all these things. These are conspiracy theories about things that are happening that have just been released, I think last year or year before, that start to talk about the United States of America indicated that they have had encounters. They have had encounters with, you know, outer life forms, other life forms, right? Aliens, if you will. But they've indicated that we wouldn't release this information solely because we don't want a panic and, you know, a social panic. We don't want people going crazy. They've microdosed us from the mid-70s, even with black exploitation films, even before that. They have microdosed us through our entertainment to be prepared for this. They have microdosed us with one thriller, one horror after another, one action movie, survival movie after another. We've been microdosed. I believe that we're prepared. I just believe that you need to be transparent. And now let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. This information needs to be more transparent. It cannot be that you're trying to ensure that you don't bring a panic to the Bahamian society by being able to talk about these particular numbers with a greater sense of transparency and breaking those things down. You want to put a percentage to it. It has to be that you want to be able to retain this position and this view of the Royal Bahamas Police Force or the uniform arms. Yeah, because you ain't saving none of us. We live in this society every single day. My children must go into, I sent my boy and my daughter, they won't go to Junior Junkanoo the other night. And as it was going to Junior Junkanoo, my phone lick off. Boom. Someone just got murdered. I don't know where this place was. It don't even matter to me. I call him, come home now. This is what it is. Because we live in this society. Now, if you're not going to put an index and the percentage of how this kind of affair of crime and the fear of these particular things has actually modified the way that we approach and commune with each other, then I just want to talk with you from my heart. I am tired of these things. Every day I got to read about someone get killed, someone get raped, all these things happen. Then you sift through the paper to see whether or not there is a shining star for us to have a conversation about. And so the hell with looking for all the shining stars, and let's just deal with the elephant in the room. The pink neon elephant that exists in the room. We have to make a modified approach with dealing with the issues that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. From a crime standpoint, we have to modify our approach. We're not going to be able to, I can't cookie cut it no more and play games. We have to modify how you're going to be able to deal with these things. You'll need to be able to be tactically trained. You need to educate yourself. You need to strengthen yourself. You need to move away from drinking all that rum if that's what you're doing. You need to identify these things. You need to be able to take a mental assessment of those particular persons within the confines of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You need to do more. That's your job. That's your job. That is your job. You need to do relentlessly be an apologist for your position and indicate that crime ain't your problem. That's all we've gotten. That's all we've gotten. You have some rotten apples in our country. Yes, we do. But oh my God, all of us are not criminals. We are here paying taxes, VAT up and down, fluctuating. We're trying to figure out how we could be able to pay our rent and eat the same time. We have become professionals at paying a residual something. We have become professionals. Or just be, no. Put that under. Just put this little piece on there. This is who our society, we are now like acrobats. Huh? Contorting ourselves from one check to another, trying to figure out what I could put, how much I could put on this without it cutting off. And we dealing with crime on the top of that. We got to pray and pour olive oil all over our churn before they go to school. My God, we ain't got no olive oil. Put the Western oil on it. My God, can't put something on the churn. We got to do all of this for you to come on here and give us statistics that we already know. What modifications are you making within the Royal Bahamas Police Force to deal with crime? It's only 21 by 7. This is only 21 by 7. There are populations this size with 3 and 4 million people, 300,000 people in this. Someone got to say Howard bureaucracy, Howard politics. And let's deal with that. This is too much, man. Let me take a quick break and get right back.
Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
This is it! The big game is almost here, and the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port. Join us on Sunday, February the 9th for an unforgettable game day watch party. Huge screens, unbeatable food, and drink specials, and all the game energy you can handle. Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes. Don't miss out on the action. Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win. See you there.
Foundation.
Let's get straight to the lines, guys. The foundation with Howard Grant. We're just talking about these things. Some people texted me already. Howard, are you being fair in your critique? I don't know. Maybe I'm being impassioned in my critique. Am I being fair? I only can tell you based upon the information that's coming to me every day that I got to be able to assess and have a conversation with you about what's happening in our community. Being fair? What about the fear of crime? Are you afraid? Or is it just me? Am I shivering in my boots? Huh? Is this the wild, wild west when the sun goes down? We make a determination that be in your house quick now. This worse than when your mother them used to spit on the rock. Be in the house before the light turn on. Big grown adults. We running home. Let's get off the road. You sitting on certain corners. You remember that this is the corner where the person gets shot up on the light. Hey, oh God. Huh? You looking all around. You're, come on, man. Stop playing games with me. Am I being fair? You tell me. You live here with me. Influx and significant influx in this country. You can't ride in certain areas. You see all the Panamanian, all the Mexican, all the Colombian, all the Venezuelan, all the Cuban prostitutes. These people don't live here. How come you didn't see them in the night? What's going on here? This is what you're seeing in the city. Nobody dealing with this. And then you try to have a conversation about going to a bar, and the only bar you will go to owned by police. Man, y'all don't want to talk to me, you know. Y'all don't want to talk. Y'all don't want to talk. Those areas are safe. But you and your business got to figure out how you could do it. Man, stop playing with me. And we got, all of us got to pay VAT, got to pay tax, got to pay all these things. And then the government is going to come to us and say, everything is going well. Vote for me. And you content with that? This is what you want. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, baby. What's happening?
I see you. Today,
I don't understand how people can tell me murders rise by 9%, but crime is decreased by 10%. So the people just getting to kill it.
Honestly, you don't hear the crime stuff no more. Who cares about that? Sure enough, you're doing your part, right? Mm-hmm. You're making your arrest taken before the court. But what happened after that? How are we trying to prevent these things from happening? And I was just sick and tired of hearing the police can't stop crime. And just, come on. What do you mean? So just what? Throw your heart up in the air and give up?
You can't do that.
Look, what would you there for? You ain't there to implement something or do something? You just there for what? You just what? That shooting that took place on Sunday gone, eh? Mm-hmm. That wasn't in my area, but it happened in my son neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter-in-law called me. She said, how my granddaughter was crying that she was so scared that there was one there where the first thing that happened.
Man, the children got PTSD. We don't live in Chicago.
You understand? And she was just, she didn't even go the house to go to church. And again, I said to myself, I said, Jesus Christ, this is what we're coming down to.
My God.
I demand traumatizing these little children. We got to try to do, put, what, we got to up in the air and say, what could I do? We have to do something.
Something.
And we see where we can. Then give up, step down, and allow somebody else out. And it don't have to be nobody in the government, you know. It could be someone else out there, a suggestion, or have a plan, something.
Everything
just like a cycle. Nobody cares. Everybody just hogged up and greedy and disrupted and corrupt. What's becoming of this country, man?
I agree with you.
Are you serious?
I agree with you.
And it's a lot of person saying the same thing and changing government and changing the system. It's a recycle. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%.
That's how I feel today.
Thank you, my baby. Thank you, my dear. I appreciate your telephone call. I agree with her 100%. All right? I agree with her. Now, at the beginning of the year, every single year, there is someone that comes out within the confines of the Royal Bahamas Police Force to say that we're going to make sure that this year that we don't go over 100 murders. This is what we've seen over the years. We're going to do our best to ensure that we can keep those murders down. Because you know that this is an internal gang war that just for some reason wouldn't stop. This is an internal gang war, and we can't deal with those particular things. These are retaliation, but we, as a force, is going to ensure that we can keep it under 2 digits, under 3 digits. And when we go from 99 to 100, then all of a sudden the politicians come out to the forefront, and all those particular persons who pontificate wildly from within the confines of the Royal Bahamas Police Force and other spaces automatically can tell you, well, you know, the community made of criminals. So, you know, this is what the community is. So we is all killers. So what you could expect? What are y'all doing, man? What you doing? The other day, the United States of America asked whether or not we are taking criminals. We said, no, we are not taking American criminals and any other refugee criminals. We have enough of our own. But at least should put you in a position to think, well, if they gathering up and rounding up their criminals, what can we do? What can we do? Shovel these people from around us. Find out who these people is and deal with them. Let's deal with this, man. Let me take a commercial break and get to news, guys, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300, 572-4796, the Foundation with Howard Grant. Just being able to dive into these things today. I don't have the time no more. I'm tired. I can't take this no more. I can't. There is no innovation, no creativity, no coming together of the minds, no think tank, nothing. There is nothing. There is only a relentless, perpetual posturing and always trying to provide you with an excuse of why we couldn't do this. That it's not our fault, that it's truly your fault, the community. I can't deal with this no more. No one will accept blame. Relentlessly deflecting that it's not my fault. From a political standpoint, you deflect. From an administrative standpoint, you deflect. From a governmental standpoint, you deflect. From a church standpoint, a religious standpoint, you deflect. Oh, well, the people ain't coming to church no more. You know, that's why. At every juncture, you find a reason to identify why they're seeing your problem. No accountability. No one taking accountability for nothing. And we're sitting here and we're content with looking at numbers in a paper because it's more comfortable and politically correct to have it in a percentile position. But if you put the names and the faces of these people that are dead, that have been murdered in the streets, then it gives you a whole different connotation. But no, we were content. We can just be able to identify the lives of our brothers and sisters within the confines of percentiles. We have been relegated and marginalized into just numbers and dots. This is banana. But this is how you all want to live. This is how you want to live. It's content. Allegations levied out the ceiling. Break through the glass ceiling. About what's happening in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. It has been formalized over the past 2 years. Formalized. But these speculations have existed and floated about in our society for a very long time. Long time. Now we here. And, you know, I had a project. I have this project that I'm dealing with. Right? Get this project. I get this place. It's 20 by, it's like 20 by 30. It's a good size place, 25 by 30, something like that, right? 25 by something like that, I don't know. And it's one of the old barracks, this project that I have. And I have a great idea to do in this project, but I get there. And the first thing I do, I can't just put my project in there. I got to deal with the foundation. I got to deal with the infrastructure. I got to make sure that I could find sustainability. The roof had issues, this had, I yucked the whole roof down, boom. You hear me? I yuck the whole roof down. Boom. I yuck everything inside. Boom. Everything I yuck from around the building, I chop it down. Everything, all the dirt I got, fellas, move, move everything. Move everything. So now I could see where the rotten is wood. Okay, this wood ain't no good. Take that down. Fortify this wood with this. Let's see if you can be able to do this. Can we keep this? Can we do this? You have to get to the core of the issue before you come in here trying to make decoration on top of the mount of... I just won't be decent. I won't cuss. This mess that exists in this place. This is a downhill of tribulation. And we scared. No, but you know the children need their job. These people need their job. And they decide to thief. They decide to thief. They decide to associate themselves with something dark. After the government give them an opportunity or gave them a mandate, they go on in there and do something. Oh, we could save these people's job? My God, you ain't think about that yourself? Listen, I know somebody who keep losing their job, almost 40 years old, keep losing their job. And I know these people closely. And I call someone to get a job for this fellow. I call someone. I say, listen, man, help my guy out. He needs this, this, and this, right? They say, yeah, man, I gave him a job years back. And I said, well, I didn't know that. Yeah, but we had to let him go. And I tried to bring him back again. Now you want me to do this again? I said, well, try. The fella got children and this and that. And all these things. You know, the fella tell me, Howard, he don't know he have children? Huh? Howard, he don't know he got these things, responsibilities to do, to align himself according to what is required based upon the job and stepping into these institutions? He don't know that? These police officers and these potential persons who have been identified allegedly to be able to go contrary to the convictions and the position of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, they don't know that they got family and they got last name and they got mother and they got daddy and they got this and that. These people need to go. These people need to go. We're making all sorts of modifications and doing everything to make sure that we can safeguard criminals. Oh, no, 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 no. Let's not handcuff them. Well, this is an insult. You don't have to be able to bring those people down. These people allegedly is thieves. They're perverts. What y'all doing? What you doing out here? We fight you down to get the Marcos alert. We finally get the Marcos alert. Now we want to know where the pedophiles is in our community. We want to know. Where the pedophiles is? Well, you know, we're dealing with those, but we need to know where the sex offenders is in our community. We need to know these things. We need to know where they live. We need to see them. We don't have no time for this. These people are perverts, and you can safeguard them. You don't want to lock them up. You don't want to put them out there. You don't want to put their face in the paper. Deal with that. These people are bringing our nation to its knees. And then the people who we entrust to do it, now there's allegations against you that you're helping them. And you can come in here and you can tell me 9% murders rose, but you know, general crimes are down. All is saying this is a supersession. This is superseding. This is sublimation. It moving from one state, jumping over another one and getting into something else. That means nobody even having a conversation with you no more. They come to kill you. Come on, man. Let's talk, man. And I'm tired of this foolishness. Let's talk. How is it your politics more important than the preservation of our community? Ain't nobody gonna be to vote for you soon. We got immigration issues, we got this issues, we got all these issues. Nobody can vote for you soon. Nobody can be here to vote for you. Or worse, we don't even know the people who we can vote for, where you all come from. You don't look like us. This is where we are. This is where we are. And you're content with having these conversations. Let's get to the line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Listen to me, please. I listened to the news this morning, and I was very, very disturbed. All or more police officer. Mm-hmm. A police officer, somebody who's supposed to be attacking the children. Mm-hmm. Was attracted to a 13-year-old girl. You can't see a 13-year-old?
Attracted is a strong word.
I don't. Well, he make words out of, so he had to be attracted in order to make words. But Brother Grant, I don't care how much makeup a 13-year-old get on. That girl, even if fully groomed, to talk about attract. Somebody, like you said, we just have some perverts, we just have some weird people.
We need to know who these people is.
We need to, and we will never know if they keep hiding their faces and their names.
Right, but that is from an official standpoint. We can't hide people's face and hide their name in the papers. Put their name out there.
Who you can protect, who you can trust your children around.
I need to register to all the perverts in this country and all the potential perverts. This may be
another thing, because I know you can cut me soon. Another thing.
Go ahead.
The murder rate. Last January 2024. Mm-hmm. Watch where I'm going with this. I'll be very careful.
Last January 2024. Almost 30 people dead in that month. Go ahead.
Okay, and how many died this?
But seven or eight.
But I'm saying 7 or 8 is still too much.
It's too much.
But you don't think the biggest gang is now being interrupted and break up?
Hold on. You're getting somewhere. I know you ain't talking about One Order and Mad Ass and all these
no.
things. You talking about the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
I say that. You say that.
You need to stop and you on these people radio.
Okay.
All of us can hear you.
That. This is one of the first times I ever believe for is a woman.
Well,
the woman is the best man for this job right now. Look like mommy got everything under control. The children behaving, the children ruling the mommy. Then daddy only coming in, contributing and going. He ain't spending no time with the children. The children have run contrary.
That ain't principle. And you know that ain't principle.
I said.
Discipline
daddy come
from the daddy, the father, the man.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Grant. The best thing you could ever spend on your children... It's time.
My God.
I don't care how much money you spend. If you don't spend time, you lose it.
My God. And so now you're equating this, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. Now you're equating this kind of a time to be spent with those particular persons within the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Let's just get a couple things straight. These are adults in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. They have bills to pay. They are here biting their thumb and their fingernails at the end of the month, hoping to God that they get paid and their overtime, just like all the rest of us out here. They are adults. They ain't no children. Some of them may not necessarily be equipped, developmental, and had the experiences as men, because a lot of them came in as young, as men and women. However, they have responsibilities. They ain't no children. Nobody got time to be sitting down with them holding their hand. There should be a division within the Royal Bahamas Police Force that if you are mentally disturbed or you have these particular issues, you are exposed to trauma, so forth and so on, you have PTSD based upon some things that you've seen, Someone should be able to talk with you. We have enough psychoanalysts and therapists in this country, psychologists, that you could hire them, just like you hire the people to pay in the Royal Bahamas Police Force band and the Defense Force band. You should hire these people. Hire. I'm not talking about a consultant to speak for a season based upon your political affiliation. I'm talking about hiring people that are attached to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, has an office, has access, has a secretary, could take appointments to talk to these men and women that are broken on the force. You should hire these people. You're all around here playing games. Y'all don't want to fix nothing. You only want to get promoted. You want to be identified from the crew of men and women to elevate to another position, but you don't really have a vision to do anything. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello. How is it going, Howard?
Everything good, man. What's up?
Yeah. The thing is, Howard, a few quick points, man. You know, I thank God that I have young children at this age. I am really, this country is so pathetic, right? And the schisms in the mentality of the people, they have a real consciousness of what's going on, right? Now, the last gentleman, you know, I would knock the new female commissioner harshly, right? But I have to agree with you in the fact that, you know, some things, some implementations in public, like town halls, have to be discussed in order to move forward. And you want to, the public shouldn't just be there for you to call and give intelligence or information on. There should be real public dialogue, deduction, of course, right? And you should come to conclusions, right? Now, just let me comment on that, Howard, because what happened is you need the public to be comfortable in the reciprocity here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're turning around and saying that there's no evidence for this, there's no evidence for that. Then if it's the average person, you can go to Patelco, you can do this, you can do that. You urging people to come forward. I mean, I'm not a person who would come forward, but let's say even in any crime, mm-hmm. Who is going to protect these people? A friend of mine, his daughter was picked up and questioned over something because her friend was in a problem and mm-hmm. Something happened to her. But they how would they protect her if the person, something has happened to the person? So the person said, well, how are you going to protect me? Mm-hmm. You all want me to give you all this information.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing, but you are still harassing me
mm-hmm. With
information. But who's going to protect me? So what about the public? You know, when you have genuine concerns, like I've been voicing my concerns, let's say me, for the things that have happened to me, I could just give you some of the things, right? I've had my larynx or pharynx fractured just for a little piece of weed. Beaten wild handcuff. Blood coming from my head. Let go in the rain. Don't care if I fall down or dead. So what I'm saying is, death threats, right? But no one reached out to me. I'm talking about wise handcuff, Howard. They telling me, they choking me, telling me what they could do to me. So what I'm saying is, if they're not interested in dealing with officers like that, right? And then you, the public, you don't have safety mechanisms in place. We don't know who these rogues are, because let's make, what you could do is, all of the good cops, give all of them a raise and some form of enthusiasm. You know what I mean, Howard? Let's and fairness within the police force. And then give them like a secret whistleblower arc, right? Because one of the first implementations or second implementations would be the opening up of cold case files. Then a senior person like me was conscious and I could look through all of the auditory imbecility, right? This is what I try to express myself the way I could.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. This is what I call it, because people accepting things that there's no action behind it. I draw the same conclusion as you. You know, what is being done differently? You know, you need to move the complaints and corruption unit. Firstly, you was just talking about crime, but you didn't add on corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Which poses a threat to the average person and me and you and everybody moving around.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. I don't know who they're targeting, what's going on. I don't work for them. But, you know, it's really ridiculous, man. And another thing, Howard, you know, I mean, for me, corruption is beyond her. This is what, I don't know if she realizes that. But because the people on the ground in the inner city and in the inner city who have encounters with officers over and over knows what's going on, and they're afraid to speak out because they can't, and they are discredited, and only the rich people know who corrupted, and only the poor who suffer the injustices out. I'm not here to talk. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there would be a plethora of corrupt of complaints if people were not afraid and they didn't have to go up there.
Mike,
the environment now. I mean, that was the shadow minister, but who was the
Vaughn Miller?
Vaughn Miller is the minister now?
Yeah, he's the substantive minister for environment.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right. So, but he's. I surprised he come on and say that. I thought he was a shy guy because why would you? I mean, you know, with a scientific mind, it's very easy to catch who's behind it, because you can do a chromatography test on the charcoal, just like how you could do a DNA test, hello, and you could find out where if it comes from the same tree. Don't give me this. See, what I'm saying is he says it's difficult, but he see the people. I see the people selling the charcoal on Calvin Road. So you want to know where they get the charcoal from. It's the same
thing. I've been seeing the people.
I mean, Howard, come on, let's be real. I ain't got no time to play. What you telling me now? I must accept the oratory imbecility that is hard to catch. What you mean hard to catch?
Yeah, but you have to know when the orator
Howard,
speaks.
I get a call where I get it from. Come on, give me a break, brother.
But when is the orator speaking? What season is the orator speaking in? Let's be decent. I can see you later, 52.
Howard, everything good, man. You know, bigger with me the same, Howard. Let me give you a joke. From water to steam, from ice to water to steam. It can be the same thing, man. Sublimation. Give thanks.
I appreciate you. Guys, quick break. I see your telephone calls. I want to thank you so much for that. We're going to get right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bahamas. Join Sherwin Gardner for the Find Me Here album launch on February 28th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Harvest Church, JFK Plaza. Featuring from the USA, Kalante Gavin and Katiri B, and Positive from TNT. This will be one epic night full of blessings. Get tickets at a live events app or Bahamas Harvest Church and SherwinGardner.com. A blessing's gonna find you here. Powered by Alive.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckett Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form, and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right. Save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st with some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full. Save more. It's that simple. With sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live in the full effect. I see your telephone call. In the same paper that you tell us murders rose by 9%, in the same papers that you said that police are the overall crime, police say that the overall crime has decreased significantly, well, by 10%. The complaints by complaints against police climb. Skyrocketed, it says. Let's read this. Let's see this little piece. Complaints against police skyrocketed by 114%. You hear me? Somebody did. This is the percentage that we need to look at. Crime, murders increased by 9%. Overall crime is down by 10%. That's
externally. That's from an external standpoint. But the people entrusted to watch over us and to ensure that they enforce the laws on the books, the complaints against the police skyrocketed to 114%. It skyrocketed by 114%. According to data released by the Royal Bahamas Police Force, there were 315 complaints against officers in 2024 compared to 147 complaints in 2023. There may be 6,000 complaints this year. If you make it easier for people to complain about police officers, I assure you, oh God, I assure you that this would increase by 1,000%. I assure you. If you make it easier, because people just get discouraged. People just get discouraged. Oh my God, I got to go down there. I got to time. I got to put a computer all this time. I got to do this. I got to do that. It's too much. And 300 and some people still decided to go through that hell because they had enough. This is the numbers that we need to look at. Before you try to be able to rectify anything from an external standpoint, get your ship in order. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, my brother. Thanks for holding.
How you doing?
All is well.
That's good. Listen, 52 took some of the thoughts that I had.
Go ahead.
You know, when I heard that, the Minister of Environment, he should be ashamed. He should resign. Minister Warren Miller, he has a church in that area. He's been in that area for, must say, over 25 years. You don't know what's going on in your area, your country. These people don't even know when counts think. I mean, what are we paying them for? You don't have the intelligence to see what's going on. People have been burning coal out there for almost 30-something years now. You just come talking, but you are outraged.
Mm.
Like the woman say, anything buck up goes in this country. We have no law and no order. We allow people to come in our country. They break our laws, and we reward them and their children with citizenship. We educate them, and you know, we might as well become the 51st state of America right now.
I see how you slide that in.
Trump, come in here and clean up this country, because these people, they ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't gonna do nothing. They just like NATO. NATO means no action and talk only. That's all we do, Howard.
No
all
action and talk only.
Talk. And this, we are the man with a country name, was it El Salvador or something like that, that got the murder rate down, you know. He was serious, man. Brave Davis and the Minister of National Security, they passed the anti-gang law. Ain't nobody gone before the courts yet. Green Monroe say, how are you going to prove gangs? What's the use of passing all of these laws and there's no enforcement?
Well, I know one thing. They can prove RICO. I don't know how they has proved the RICO Act, but they has proved that. So you need to figure out a way to be able to prove the same thing. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Let me take a next telephone call. Go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. Next call. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Everything all right. Yeah, well, when you was talking about the police force and different things, too, you ever notice how government officers is the only occupation, like the police and the government, who is asked for help?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Who's coming and say what we need to do together?
Mm-hmm.
You know that kind of way? You know what I mean? Anybody's helped you with your job right now?
Okay, huh? Go ahead. So you trying to say the police asking us for help? They need to go do their own job.
I mean, you don't hear them all the time talking about how the community needs to do this and community needs to do that.
Police...
We need to wait together and we need to watch this and parents need to do this. And if you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I hear what you're
saying.
But I got to fix this just for a little 2 seconds. So don't fight me. Sovereignty, just like the previous caller started to talk about becoming the 51st state of America, sovereignty is the responsibility of the Bahamian people, the collective that exists in this particular space, the Bahamian citizens. Our sovereignty have nothing to do with just the geographical location. The sovereignty is understanding our rules, regulations, the Constitution, knowing that we are empowered to make the decisions ourselves. That's our sovereignty. We also have responsibility as a community to secure our borders. This kind of a concept of if you see something, say something. That participation. Because the police only got a handful of people.
Yeah,
we don't know what percentage of them corrupt.
You're talking to two sides now, because earlier me and you was talking this evening.
I'm trying to say I want help.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get shoot to help. I don't want nobody run up on me to help. I want help.
No, but you know, you said a gentleman who just called us now, he was talking about what NATO mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that mean the United Nations must mean united nothing. You know that kind of...
You're breaking down these people's acronyms. I sure.
Howard, earlier when you was talking about how they be priming us for certain things through movies and different things, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember Ronald Reagan had to talk. And Ronald Reagan was talking.
You know Reagan is an actor, right?
Of course.
Okay, go ahead.
He was the president of America, too. So, what made Ronald Reagan so good is that, see, politics is all about acting. He's a professional actor. That's what made him so good.
Mm.
You understand where I'm coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Ronald Reagan, I don't know if you remember Ronald Reagan saying something about what will bring the world together. You know what I mean? You just go look it up. Ronald Reagan, he was saying something like, if there was some attack from some alien people from somewhere, how the world would unite, you know what I mean? Some kind of talk like that, right? And, you know what I mean? Like, they've been priming us with all these alien talk lately, a lot of alien talk lately. I don't know if you ever hear about something called Project Blue Beam, right? But there's talk about they're supposed to be faking this alien invasion so everybody could get together and trick us into this thing, right? So, I mean, I just want you to watch it, but go and watch Ronald Reagan's speech when he spoke about the alien invasion, how it would unite the us on this earth, you see? But Howard, you see, when people ask, like how the gentleman just asked us now, what are we paying these politicians for? And how the agriculture minister talking about the outrage. I mean, I didn't see Lincoln being make all kind of video, but the fellas them burning coal out there. You understand? I didn't hear him run the minister run out there or say these things, but being outraged then. Mm-hmm. You understand where I'm coming from? So it's all about acting. It's all about just playing with our emotions and different things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when the gentleman asks about what do our politicians do and what do we pay them for, see, that is what I've been asking you all to do and what I've been asking you all to really think about. Because what do they do in their free time? You all need to understand. The only time they say they're working is when they're inside the house, when you can see them on TV. So when they leave out there, right, what are they doing? They ain't collecting data. They're not putting together the information that they're going to present the next time they come in the house. They don't even write their own speech.
Mm.
You understand? The only thing they're there for is to push on us with the people who we don't see behind the curtain want them push on us. You understand? We need people who come in, like I said before, with a type of project, some type of plan that they are passionate about that they could lead and they could bring into fruition and they could materialize for us to benefit from. We don't need no bunch of... Listen, I just wonder about you sometime, Noah, because you're too intelligent to be sitting back and not saying certain things. I think it might be because of your job or whatever, bloom, bloom. But behind the scenes, Howard, you still got to be moving because you're still living on the same ship that's sinking, man.
You understand where I'm coming from?
You and your children, them too. And if you don't do something, they're going down with the ship too. We need to stop playing around, man, Howard, man. I mean, how could we sit back and watch all of this nonsense that's going on, man, Howard? I mean, like how could you even explain the stupidness that we call a country? Have a good day, man.
I appreciate it. I really do. And as I'm thinking here and I'm listening to you and listening to what needs to happen in these particular areas, I agree with you. I agree with you in a lot of areas. And I don't know whether or not there's enough outrage for us to be able to make this move. My agitation, I thought about this last night in my prayer time. And I often think about the purpose. You know, sometimes he's walking to things. It's almost a call, right? I feel like that's what this is. You know, some people may not necessarily agree. So for me, is a call, right? I've been prepped for this all my life. I've been prepped to do this, and I do this naturally. And I'm impassioned about it. I always gauge whether or not I'm in the space where I've been called to be from a faith standpoint. Is because when I get up, I look forward to going there. When I feel sick, I want to be there. I feel like this is a purpose. And in thinking about that, I think about, because I was thinking about politics, and I was thinking about whether or not I've been called to politics. And then I listen to stories of men who, because I listen to Fred Mitchell's story, and I know the story of other men here in the country. And then I contrast them stories to my story, those stories to my story. And I say to myself, am I to move towards politics? Can I help in the event that I get into politics? Is my help confined to be able to be in the constituency? If I was a member of parliament, I would do this, 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 all these things like that. And then I realized that in this space, I speak to all constituents. In this space, once there's transparency, once there's honesty, once there's an opportunity for voices to be able to speak, this sort of an idea that could be able to permeate and penetrate the minds and hearts of our people by being able to speak on radio, speak on traditional radio and other platforms, is purposeful. There is significant purpose in it. All in darkness, once you don't sell yourself and sell your convictions, there is significant purpose in what you're doing. And I think that there's a purpose in this space also. I only say that to your point, that we can't sit back. This is what I'm doing. I seek to speak, to trouble the water in your spirit, that stagnant water of this sort of a nonchalant approach to community activation. I want to trouble that water to wake you up, to make you to understand that we can no longer live in this space like this. This isn't life, man. This isn't life. This is torture. This is torture. 21/7. We don't have, just we was talking with the bank, the development bank, we don't have access to capital. We have to relentlessly ask other persons to be able to fortify the visions that we have to take care of the things that we have. Government signed $100 million in line of credit for the IDB, for the Water and Sewage Company Corporation improvements, right? We relentlessly, we can, no matter how much money we get, it's not enough. No matter how much we work, it's not enough. We are in a dire state in this country. We're in a bad space. And then people are killing each other. They're killing. People dying from cirrhosis of the liver. They're dying from cancers. They're dying from the ingestion of just food and all these things, diabetes. We're having issues because people don't see life outside of the comforts that they've been able to. This is the only life we have. Well, Jesus ain't nothing else going on around here. All I'm doing is I'm a human hamster. I just get up and go to work and come back and sit down and eat this food. Get up and go to work and come back and sit down and drink this rum. Get up, go to work, come back, smoke dope. Get up and go to work. This is all we do in this society. And as soon as you try to step out of that and present yourself to formality and say, hey, listen, I have an idea. Can you assist me with that? Oh, this is what this society is. This is where we live. And it seems like no one cares about it. No one. No one. No politician is concerned enough to advocate and agitate for things to really change. All they want to do is retain the status quo that their organization has put in place prior to them arriving. That's it. All you're trying to do is do better than Perry Christie. This is Prime Minister Brave Davis. All the next person is trying to do is do better than the one before. I just don't want to be the voice. You know, innovation, no creativity, no desire to be able to do something real that actually could mean something to everyone that lives here in this country. No desire to really change nothing. All we want to do is retain the status quo. How do I know that? Because the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a comparison to someone who we've rejected. You already reject these people. Why are you comparing yourself to them? We've rejected these people. Why are you comparing yourself to them? Well, what I've done, you know, the former administration have not done these things. We've done that. Sir, we know they didn't do that. That's why we fired them. You need to tell us what your hell that we're in. Not just being able to maintain and coast. We've had enough of that. That's what I seek to do on this radio. I got to trouble your spirit. I got to trouble that stagnant water in your spirit to wake the Bahamas up again. For the first woman that said something to a man that cared about her, that opened up her mouth and said, we got to do something, that walked down Bremer Road. To the first fella that understood that segregation was real but decided to throw the glass to break the window. Something got to trouble your spirit to wake up. You are asleep in your political malarkey. You are asleep, snuggled. You snuggly and tight in corruption. How we gonna live like this, man? Quick break. Gonna be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And, of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Chicken lovers, listen up. Popeyes is serving it up for you. Get 5 pieces of juicy, hand-battered bone-in chicken for just $10. That's right, 5 pieces of Louisiana-style flavor, fried to golden, crispy perfection for only $10. But don't wait. This deal won't last forever. Head to your nearest Popeyes today and grab your 5-piece for just $10. Popeyes, available for a limited time only.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovation today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphics are ready to serve you. Da Vinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com, where printing is and art.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let's go straight to the lines. Call on the line with the live, go ahead. Call on the line with the live, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Good day, Howard.
Turn your radio down. What's happening?
How you doing?
Everything good?
I am calling because you were talking about the Office
First Amendment. I can't hear what you're saying. You got something playing in the background. I can put you on hold. Let me go to the next line. Turn that thing off, and then you can come back to you. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, but my line on.
You got the wrong call, telephone number, cuz.
Is Howard?
You say Miller?
Is this Howard?
Yeah, this Howard. Listen, but I had a Miller. Jesus, you didn't put Miller on me. Go ahead. I can fight you.
Hey, listen. I know you're a little bit young, but. You ever heard that song, but never make a pretty woman your wife?
I never heard a song.
Yeah? Well, boy, in here, I can send it to you. Because we go and get married down here in Seabreeze, a pretty woman ain't waking up.
And Seabreeze?
Huh?
You get married in Seabreeze to Leslie?
We the people of Seabreeze get married to a pretty woman that ain't waking up for us.
You may, but I didn't know. I thought she was doing well.
Hey, listen, man. It's in the horse's mode. I'm 75. Hey, listen, one more thing. I heard you said that you really want to serve and you really want to get into parliament. with all honesty and respect and dignity for the Bahamian people.
I'm going to do the right thing.
Why don't you come down here and run on the COI ticket, man? You'll win CBDC, man. You slide right in.
On the COI ticket?
Yeah, man.
You think so?
Yeah, man. You come down here on the CIO ticket and see Breeze, man. We'll vote for you, man.
All right. I come looking for you.
No, don't come looking for me. You just come and do your thing.
All right. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Gus, you still ain't cut off your thing. You got to cut off your background. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up, Anton? Everything good?
Right here, man. Boy, look here. Two points I want to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back to your news update at 1 o'clock with, look, how in the world? See, and this is what is backs up the soul and the spirit of the Bahamian voters in this country and cause them to remain and carry you around in their back pocket until election day. How in the world you could be the Minister of the Environment? You live in the constituency, right? The biggest blah, blah, blah in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand
what I'm saying? I understand exactly what you're saying. But you ain't saying it to Howard. You said it to the minister. And I said that these things are seasonal.
We've got to do better. Minister, we've got to do better. And please, colleagues of the minister, cabinet colleagues of the minister, learn from that. Please don't come pretending like the problem just started
when you
know it existed. Pardon
Anton,
me, Howard?
We have done this for far too long now for you to play like you don't know that they can do the exact same thing.
I mean,
most recently, your girl, Jo Beth Colby, in her capacity as minister, after saying no apology, but she had to apologize based upon these things and how people perceive them. Because we are now in the season, you like to tell me we 18 months out. I ain't talking about no constitutional 18 months out. I'm talking about the fact that the PLP is going to an early election, if only because the FNM is not prepared.
Right.
So catch them off guard and win the next general election. That only makes sense to me.
Hey, Alwin.
You're smiling. I can feel your smile. Because you know what I say.
Let me tell you something, Alwin. I guess, look, you can go ask me deviate for my last point to address that. Listen, Alwin. I would caution against that if that is the plan. I would caution him against that because I'm a former prime minister are the same thing.
Uh-uh.
The only way that strategy works, Alwin, is if the only way that strategy can work, Alwin, is if you know within your heart you have truly done a yeoman's job as the governor of the Bahamas, and
Anton,
you have touched.
Tomorrow, we can talk about this tomorrow. Tomorrow, Garth is coming on with maybe talking politics tomorrow. The PLP, it only makes sense for the PLP to go to an early election. You like to say that we got 18 months. We don't got no 18 months.
Listen to me.
We got 10 months tops.
Howard, listen to me. Listen to me, man. Let me make this point before you cut.
Go ahead.
It would only make sense for my prime minister, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, to go to the election early if he can say within his heart his government, his cabinet, has done a yeoman's job touching the hearts, minds, and souls of the Bahamian people, touching the pockets of the Bahamian people, improving lives all over the country, and the fever is there, and the spirit is a happy one. If PM knows he can't say that, use the rest of the time to get the job done.
Anton, it don't matter how much, if we had 29 months to squeeze up all that time, if your members of parliament are coming out and saying, just like how you condemn the minister, if your team doesn't, if they're not on point and articulating the same vision and moving forward, it don't matter how much time you got.
Which is why I step up front, Howard, to speak to it when I see it. Get things together, use the rest of the time wisely, convince the Bahamian people that you have the heart.
But you can't convince us like Chester Cooper come out and tell us that things are booming in Grand Bahama. Stop it. Booming where? Do you mean like a Chernobyl? Do you mean like that?
We need to have that political talk, my brother.
Tomorrow.
We need to go. Look here.
Tomorrow, Anton. Let me go.
Hey, Howard. Howard. From our conversation last week, I still need to bust you up on something what you said.
You told me we was going to have that political conversation yesterday.
Tomorrow. I don't know if I yesterday. Tomorrow, God's
so I could be waiting for God to come on tomorrow so we could box.
All right.
We could spa.
I can see you tomorrow.
God's blessing. Continue the good work. Enjoy your evening, my brother.
Thank you so much. Guys, we are out of here. We are out of time for being able to do these things. Let me see if I can read one or two of these sections. This is how I think about it and remember it. Our Constitution allows for the formation of political parties, but it did not allow... I'm sorry, I did not intend for the country to be ran by a political party. When Bahamians understand that a political party is not a government, then we will have a fit and abiding nation. That's the text that's coming through. Let's see if you can read a couple more. It says, hey, Howard, awesome commentary. You're on top of my book, Iconolist of Sorts, Break Up and Dismantle and Destroy the Lopsided Totalitarian Democratic Communist Liberal Conversation System Where Everything Goes. That's a text that's coming through. It says, I can't believe that I agree with Anton. That's a text that's coming through, right? I can't believe. It says, I believe that Trump is an alien. So his vibes got to. What the hell are you texting me today? What are you texting me? He says, what is my kid's family's friends association to think of the Royal Bahamas Police Force? My 75-year-old uncle was murdered by them. Okay, this is too much. I can't even read that. Right? I don't know your 75-year-old uncle. I don't know what... Guys, we are on public radio. If I read this like this, now I'm held liable of being able to do these particular things. So let's just be decent when we take some of this stuff, right? It says, at all times, I thought it was bringing a coal in on the Haitian sloops from Haiti. Now, let's just shoot straight with this in these last 2 seconds that you have with me. When Von Miller was an independent and associated with my friend Adrian Francis, and they decided to be able to go with the Bahamas Sovereign Movement together, they did it on the CM Bach Road right in front of the people of Cole. You didn't see it there? It was right there on the sidewalk. How do I know? Because that same coal I just use for my chicken and grill and things like that. You don't need to stop. Let's just be decent about these things. These are issues that existed in our country a long time, and it don't take politics to bring it to the forefront. Let's do it with transparency. Let's do it in decency. I'll see you guys tomorrow. God's here right here on The Foundation. Have a beautiful day. See you later. Foul, 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 foul